I want to get now to the news that's come true that after 13 months, I should say, of negotiations, the GAA and the Gaelic Players Association have announced a new 4-year funding deal, and image rights are to be recognised in this new GAA GPA funding agreement. The players' bodies to receive 15% of annual GAA plus licence fees as well in dividends. That's the GAA channel that caused so much controversy over the last couple of years. It's a recognition protocol which runs from 2026 to 2029. With me on the programme to talk about this is GAA correspondent with the Irish Independent, Colm Keyes. Colm, good morning to you and good to talk to you again.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. Is this a big win for the GPA, or is it a proper rebalancing of the commercial agreement and what players get out of it all, or how is it being seen?
I think it's both, Jerry. It's a win, obviously, because it's something they have been pressing and pushing for. I won't say pushing hard for, but it has probably come to the fore, say, in the last 2 years especially. At the very outset of the Gaelic Players Association, say in the first decade before the 2010 official recognition, image rights would have been something that the GPA then would have been very, very aggressive about. So, for instance, if I can go way back maybe over 20 years where Gerry O'Connor, the Cork hurler, his image was used without his permission in a promotional campaign for something, and the GPA lobbied successfully to get that taken down. And that has happened. That has invariably happened from time to time, where they will challenge a company or a vehicle promoting something, even within the GAA, where it will be challenged. And I think it was 2024 where Shane O'Donnell voiced his displeasure about his image being used in relation to GAA Go, as it was at the time. Now, of course, GAA Plus. And Shane O'Donnell is opposed to the principle of GAA championship matches being streamed at a price, and he was particularly aggrieved at the fact that his image was used in relation to the sale of annual passes and promoting that, and he highlighted that. And Shane was actually, at the time and still is, he's a member of the GPA executive, so he would have, obviously his opinion would have carried a lot of weight in that forum. And negotiations have been ongoing for the four pillars: name, image, likeness, and personality. Heretofore, and said that the GAA owned them, but they had free rein to use that name, that image, that likeness, that personality. Though, as I said, those four pillars, they had basically had free rein to use that. Now it's in check. So any images that is used in relation to promotion of anything will require the player's consent, and there will be a fee, and there's a pot being established where the relevant players will receive payment for if their image, likeness, if anything like that is used.
Okay, all players to receive free access to GAA Plus as things stand at the moment. Probably proper order there, given they're the ones who are starring in
yeah,
most
that's,
of it.
That will be, I presume, well, it'll be 2,000 plus subscriptions there, and I'm quite sure the ladies and the camogie players, which will be another 2,000 plus, even though they are not covered by GAA Plus, I'm sure they'll be brought into the mix too. So I'm sure they'll all be delighted with that. I don't know how Shane O'Donnell will feel about that. Obviously, he has put on the record his he is opposed to it. But look, obviously, it's there for whoever to use it. And a good gesture, which is quite significant too. But there are other, I would say, other significant funding streams now for the GPA. GAA's commercial revenue has probably been falling in recent years, and with that, the 15% cut, which was a net cut, that has fallen too, for which the GPA receive from the GAA, obviously, to sustain them, to fund them. They get 15% every year of the GPA's net commercial revenues. That's switching to gross commercial revenues, so it's a gross figure. That will obviously improve what they take. And obviously they're getting 15% of the GAA Plus revenues to the subscription. So that will increase their funding. The GAA and the GPA have a company called the Kayla, where they organise joint commercial ventures. And the PWC All-Stars would be part of that. So any profits for the All-Stars would be put through the Kayla. Previously, it's been a 50-50 split between the GAA and the GPA. That will now turn to a 95% in favour of the GPA up to 800,000. That's quite significant too. That's a significant gain. There are other there is more further money being distributed for cardiac screening, for bursaries. So all in all, it is a good deal. At first reading, it's a good deal, very, very good deal for the player's body at a time when the amateur status is being discussed. And Saturday, the amateur status report was also put to Central Council delegates and it will be published sometime this week.
Interesting to read that when that comes out as well. And Colin, is it possible to see from this deal, I know the GPA will have to publish an annual reporting showing where the funding is being spent in its organisation, but there's talks as well, I know, of development of a championship ball property for senior and county football and hurling championship fixtures, and that'll be pursued and money divided. Is it possible to see who will get the money? Or let's say, are your higher profile marquee players going to get a greater share, the ones whose image rights get most commonly used? Or does a certain amount of it, as was the case, my understanding was that the issue would have been that it's spread among all inter-county panels, that, you know, just because you're the superstar who scores all the goals, scores all the points, you don't take all the money.
I would say the natural order of commerce would be that the best players and the most recognised players will be used more often. That said, I think the GPA and the GA would be very conscious of spreading the load, or spreading the, I won't say the wealth, because I'm not sure there'll be huge amounts in sure, all of this,
sure,
but it will be structured and will be ordered. And the tendency is to spread it around a bit. The problem for promotion is if you don't recognise the player, obviously David Clifford will draw eyes, Shane O'Donnell himself will draw eyes, TJ Reid, these are the players that will draw eyes into a campaign. So someone that is not as instantly recognised is not going to enhance that campaign in the same way. And that is the fundamentals of marketing commerce. So therefore, I would think that the better players will gain more from this. Now, whether they pool it into their colleagues at the end of the year and divide it evenly, I could see that be done in some cases. But I think this is all to be written into guidelines and agreements. With now that the formal recognition of image rights has happened, I think this will all be written into the small print how it operates in the coming.
Colm, we're speaking on the day
the better players will get.
Yeah, we're speaking on the day of Pat Spillane's 78th birthday. I want to go back to 1981 and that famous, infamous picture in the Sunday World, I think it was at the time, Bendix and Adidas sponsoring the Kerry team, £35,000, which helped to fund teams' trips abroad, including the World Tour in 80-81. The county board handed down a £500 fine by Croke Parker's time for breaching GAA rules and commercialism. We've moved on a long way from those days, haven't we?
A hell of a long way, Jerry, when you mentioned that. I think I recall around the time of Mick O'Dwyer's passing, doing something about this, how far ahead of the times he was in relation to gathering money, and even the tour up the north to play the challenges to fund that world tour. The Bendix one really upset GAA authorities, and it really did break down barriers in many ways, because sponsorship happened. I think that was 1985. Sponsorship happened was on the front of jerseys within 6 years. Championships were being sponsored within another 9 years. So it broke down a lot of barriers that, and it was more than worth it because they got far, far, far in excess of £500 for that Bendix ad, which I think it was the Sunday Independent.
It was in
that regard, to gather up money and for commercial ventures to fund the team and to support the team. Mick O'Dwyer was far ahead of his time. And I think when you reference Bendix and you see where it is coming since, and you look at 1991 with the jerseys, 94 with the championship sponsors, the evolution of the GPA in 1999 and onwards and upwards to this point now, where a picture of a player now, an image of a player supporting any kind of campaign will now reward them financially. I think it's come a long way for an amateur sport.
Certainly has. Colm, great stuff. Thanks a million for taking us through that agreement by the GAA and the GPA. It's Colm Keyes there with the Irish Independent. If you have a view on what he had to say about that and what the deal will mean,